You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles, forgive me, the trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
Dull Brayett.
I am a baby in my universe, all live forever. I am a baby in my universe, I'll live forever. Ooh, I'm only 22, I'll live forever. Ooh, I'm only 22, I'll live forever, forever.
My voice has often been described as being brassy. Well, I must admit, I don't exactly croon a tune. But I do like to sing honest, real honest.
That was close. I thought I wasn't finna make it to the talking.
I'm a lesbian. My name is Madge. Food allergies are my mainstay, whatever that means. I don't know. I have no vocabulary. That's Wanda Wisdom's department. I was looking in Wanda Wisdom. There's this thing called a flicker, which is this stupid bullshit. And what you do is not Flickr, Twitter, where you talk to people online and it's down all the time and people get upset because they don't want to leave the house. So, Blairum, huh? Wanda Wisdom has this habit of having the most ridiculous Twitter pictures on the planets. Note my curvy letter O, my curvy vowel O. Let's see if we can charge this battery. I've got binary shits, meaning one day I have normal shits, the next day I have Riz. I don't mean Riz Khan, that's foreign correspondent from the CNN, a foreign anchor, Riz Khan. You international people know who I'm talking about if you ever glance through that horrible television station called the M3 Money Supply. I mean, CNN. Oh, God. I want you to listen to Karma Bank Radio, people. Not just now, but... Well, yeah, particularly in the Truth About Markets, the most recent one, which I guess would have been July 6th. You know, sometimes I feel like I just can't talk about shit. Due to a lack of... study, really. Sometimes I just don't feel like I've been paying attention to the news enough to study it. Although lately I have been paying attention to the news. I even caught up on my news reader. I'm a lesbian. And news feed, lesbian, food allergies. Did we talk about my food allergies? I guess maybe I'm allergic to root beer because it seemed that every time I had a root beer, I had explosive diarrhea. I mentioned last week that I had a Flickr picture online with my duty splashed toilet. It still is duty splashed. And of course, am I recording? Of course, it's still a toilet. Let's see. Hello. I am a soldier in my universe. I'll live forever. But we'll get fucked. I'm clean in Queens. God, when was the last time I did a Gogrums? I've got the doldrums for a pogrom. I'm sick of that goddamn Seattle shutting. You know, I can deal with it. It's not bad. I'm glad to eat that balanced meal. But the fucking chicken is disgusting. The fucking chicken is disgusting, audience. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. Superficial topics are my mainstay. Did I already use that word, mainstay? Even though I don't know what it means. I want to talk about gumption. Of course, I don't know if that's the right word, neither. I'm filling up my Powerade's container because later on I got the foot bike class with Miss Polly Anonymity, another drag queen. She teaches foot bike over at the Lakeview Athletic Club, or LVAC, which is my gym. I like it very much, and they have an actor's discount, which I get. They also bought Cher's gym, and so Cher's on the unemployment line, saying how a lot. Oh well, I tried to get her a job at the LVAC. Maybe she did for all I know. I'm a lesbian. I am a soldier in my uterus. I'll bloat forever. Oh, that's good. I am a soldier in my uterus. I'll bloat forever. I am a soldier in my universe. I am a soldier in my uterus. I'll bloat forever. How did this get? I got one of these surgical. Ouch! Not surgical. One of these lamps from the. Home Depot. Anyway. So for 4th of July, I helped my friend Helena Handbasket paint her new... her new thing. Oh, yeah, hair studio. What kind of screw is this? I helped my friend Helen a handbasket paint her new studio. You know why? Well, aside from the fact that I had to do a favor, but everyone knows that I'm not that good-hearted, but she cuts my hair for free. And so she's opening a new hair studio, Deja Vu, if you knew what I'm talking about, from Gussie. I am a soldier in my uterus. I'll bloat forever, forever. I am a soldier. I'm going to play something at the end of this program that is very meaningful to me. I tell you this because I know that stupid people in the audience, which is most of you, will skip it. That is, those of you who can't tolerate my music, you know, yet on your own programs, you will go out of your way to explain why your boring-ass music is something I should listen to. ABC. So, I will do you the same favor and explain why this song, while aesthetically unpleasing to the untrained ears at first, is quite meaningful. Actually, no, I won't. Just listen to it. Maybe we'll talk about it another time. I hate having to wear my clitoris on my sleeve. My clitoris. Do you ever know the simus? Know the simus? Notice the similarities between a clitoris and that favorite body part for musicians and singers alike, the epiglottis. So, anyway, there was a report, and this goes back to Max Kaiser, Carmen Bank Radio, and of course Stacey Herbert, the literary, the writing behind the man's. Stacey is a brilliant script writer and trained and experienced, and she writes a lot of the scripts, I think a lot, if not, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think she writes all the scripts for all the shows that they do as far as Al Jazeera. I mean, the podcasts are, of course, impromptu like mine. But, you know, you really need to, if you're the type of person who wants to understand how the world works, I feel the earth move, under my hand, under my feet, under my lips, then you are one who should listen to the Karma Bank, because you see, the world situation today, the prima motives for its movements and problems are economic situations. My sentences don't work today at all. You will deal with it. You will deal with it. Audience. Yes, you will. Anyway, right. I am a soldier in my prolapsed uterus. I'll live forever. Mostly. Oh, Seattle Sutton, I'm so angry with you. Why you gotta hate? Why you gotta hate? Why you gotta make chicken all the time? Anyway, the problem our world faces is primarily a economic one. Not a problem per se, but the mechanism behind the whole mess is this giant shrugging atlas machine called the economy. And if you want to understand how this works and how these economic causes cannot be ignored, and I can't explain this very well because I'm just trying to understand them when I listen to the Max, the Stacey, the Karma Bank, but it is an economic bloodstream. You know? Part of it. Okay, let's do this analogy. I would say like this, maybe. If you compare the world to a hemorrhoid, let's say, and the economy is Cheryl. No, that doesn't make no damn sense. If you compare the world to a hemorrhoid shark, Cheryl is lips. That doesn't make no sense neither. Penis either. If you take Andy Vera Charles, and Cheryl. And look at them both in the mirror, which makes no sense. Then you die. And you have Buffy. I'm not making any sense today, just today. It's 1 o'clock my time. What was I talking about? No, okay, so analogies, analogies. They call them anal because they are, okay? That makes sense, Tuesdays. My giner. Hello, clitoris claws. And she gives me Seattle fucking cream cheese with everything. Light, plain cream. I don't want no goddamn cream cheese with everything. Cream cheese. Why the fuck do I want cream cheese with every goddamn... Yeah, breakfast. They give you breakfast bread with cream cheese. Who the fuck eats cream cheese on a fucking muffin? Seriously. Seattle. You can get fucked, Seattle Sutton. And besides, you know what? Here's the big elephant in the fucking living room. Seattle Sutton's fat. I'll probably go back to her. We have a love-hate relationship. I feel bad for the grannies that own the place, though. The particular, you know, it's like a franchise. Because I went in there and I didn't, you know, I signed up to not get it, the food next week when I picked up my foods this week, my food eating. And, you know, she looked on the paper and she saw that I said, no, I don't want any next week. And I wanted so bad to her to say, for her to say, why? Why don't you want any? And I wanted to say, because your chicken is terrible. And truly, that's really the only real reason why I'm canceling. Their chicken is disgusting. I fucking hate you. They should have a choice of a vegetarian menu. They have no choice of menu at all. You either get what they have or you either get the 2,000 calorie or you get the 12,000. Did I say 2,000 or 2,000? Yeah, 20,000. 2,000 calorie. Oh, I'm doing a bird. Okay, so anyway, so the analogy, the analogy is this. Your mother smells. Now, we're comparing the human body to the planet Earth, right? So if I were to compare this in terms of humanity, okay, so let's say not just the planet Earth, but let's say man's existence on the planet and its interrelationships with the planet. Let's take that as an analogy to the human body. So species on Earth as an organism. Not exactly making sense here, but just try and abstractly bear with me and close your lips. Okay? Close your lips, because it's disgusting and rude otherwise. Close your lips. So, analogy. So in this analogy, the blood is the economy. The nervous system is the internet. And the liver is, well, the liver, I guess, is the ocean. And I don't know, I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's more, but you get my drift. I haven't processed this analogy thoroughly. I just thought about it while I was talking. Turd you. I think when I'm going to use sound effects whenever possible. And maybe eventually my language can be turned entirely into sound effects and I won't have to use words. So instead of turd, I'll say maybe from now on, maybe. Probably I'll forget to do that. Anyway, so I'm talking to you now. And I'm a soldier in my uterus, and I'll live forever. Ding, 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 ding. I got an extremely generous donation from a listener and friend who I'm not going to mention specifically. I don't want to embarrass this person. But I received the largest donation I've ever received, ever, to my program. And I was astounded. And I don't want to say the amount either, because people give what they can. So I don't want somebody who's given me, you know, all they can give, which may have for this person been a lot, just as much, you know what I mean, relatively speaking. But I was so ecstatically happy, it almost made me want to do a pogrom that day. But I finna didn't, because I had the explosive diarrhea all last week, except for one day. And then this morning I woke up and shat my world. I went and took yoga yesterday. I love the yoga. You know, and I've been meaning to go to Cher's Yoga on the Lake class, 11 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. But Cher's class is so hard, and whenever I think about doing it in the sun, I'm like, oh my God, my joint's gonna split. And she's like one of those coaches onto TV, like Bobby Knight, who like they take their favorite student, which is of course me, and they make them do extra hard things to torture them. But no, I'm gonna get to Cher's class one of these days. Did I tell you I ran into the Patrick? Yeah, I think I did. The Patrick of the penis explosion and the Rob from the penis explosion and the other thing. And the other day, that was before the Grey Pride, whatever, who cares. Anyway, whatever, my joint smells. I just done a sick. Cleaning my disgusting counter-ops. So anyway, the analogy, you like that about the blood. So Max does an excellent job of explaining the blood of our world as a species on the earth, the leftover species, because we ain't got much time. I can't put words together. This is my mental situation. You know, this is my brain on, well, antidepressants, which I guess is drugs. But listen to Max explain. But anyway, the whole thing that I'm getting to here is the food prices. Now, as you've probably heard, being the enlightened people of the world that you are, even Antivera knows this, even though she chooses to stay out of the political process, she does keep informed on world issues, which is why, deep down in the bowels of my doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, I am a soldier in my uterus, I'll live forever. This is why, deep down in my bloaterus of bloats, the bowels of my uterus, I know that she is going to vote, even though yeah. Even though it probably don't fucking matter. Sorry. I'm skitzing out. Nothing I say is to be taken seriously. I was just referring to things farting in my brain because I keep reading about Obama and how he's, you know, he's just so blatantly flopping to the middle on all these issues, and it's just vile. You know, and as I was telling somebody the other day who said, oh, well, he has to do that in order to win the election, I said, it doesn't work. It worked for one president, President Bill Clinton, to speak to the middle. And it has not worked for any Democrats since. They have all tried to do the same fucking thing, and they have miserably failed. So you lose your left, you gain your middle. Whoopee shit. I mean, this is just dumb. This is just massive stupidity. And yes, I'm still gonna vote for him, and yes, you should too. And we just have to hope that really he's a liberal under up this pile of shit. But it's bullshit. I mean, how can I wear an Obama t-shirt? Not that I would and I don't. But how could I? Knowing that he's endorsing all these conservative dumb fuck principles just so that he can win. I mean, is that the type of person I want in the White House? Of course it isn't. But I don't want Cheryl in the White House neither. Or Antivera for that matter. Yeah, that would be horrible. Anyway, please hate on her. She gets too much love. Antivera. You know, there's this buzz on the internet talking about the Pfizer bill as if it can be saved. From what I understand, the bill last month is the bill that really meant something, and it's a joke, and it lost. And President Bush has specifically said that he will veto any bill which removes telecom immunity. Chutzpah. Pure chutzpah. and stupidity. But mostly stupidity. And chutzpah. Chutzpah. You had to be a chutzpah, didn't you? I'm starting to get bored with myself. How long have I been on this thing? Too long. Yeah, too long. Okay, I'm going to play this song. You can all fuck yourselves, because I don't want to talk no more. Maybe I'll talk more to laters. Let's see, I got to find the song though, Ferrix. Let's see. I'm so excited. I wish I could tell you the significance of this, but I don't like to give too much away. You know what I mean? I just don't. Oh my God, this is 13 and a half minutes long of song. But please listen to it and then kill yourself instead of being mean to me. I'm sensitive. I'm such a nice person and I can't handle when people are mean to me. I just don't understand all the cruelties in the world. Well, there's a big difference between verbal and anal cruelty. No, oral and anal. No, I mean oral and violent. Oh, I don't fucking know. You know what? You can douche the old cunteroni for all I care, because I don't fucking know what to tell you. I don't know. Maybe scrotum? How'd that be for you? Scrotum. Thank you.
Dull Brayett.